Hello and welcome to the Science Break for GCSE Science. Today's episode is about stem cells. If you want to see the video that goes with this topic, head over to the Science Break on YouTube and click on the biology playlist. There are also playlists for physics and chemistry as well. But for now, for today's episode, let's get going with stem cells. Stem cells are cells that have not differentiated to become specialized. Remember, specialized cells are cells that have a particular structure so they can carry out a particular job in the body. Stem cells are found in both animals and in plants. Stem cells can do two things. They can make copies of themselves and they can differentiate. Stem cells in humans are of interest to scientists because they can potentially treat diseases like type 1 diabetes, where the body's own cells in the pancreas cannot make insulin. Imagine you could make stem cells differentiate into the right cells in the pancreas. This could possibly cure diabetes. In humans, there are three examples that we need to know about where we can find stem cells: embryos, which are called embryonic stem cells, skin cells, and cells in the bone marrow. Embryonic stem cells are currently the most useful because they can differentiate into any other type of cell. This means scientists can make them divide and then make them differentiate into other types of cell that a patient might need. Skin cells can be made to differentiate into other types of cell, but not as many different types as embryonic stem cells. Stem cells from the bone marrow, that's tissue from inside of bones, can be made to differentiate into a few other types of cell, including blood cells. In plants, stem cells are found in the shoot tips and root tips and one or two other regions. These regions are called meristems. The stem cells in meristem tissue are present throughout the lifetime of the plant. Scientists can use these stem cells and make them differentiate into plant specialized cells and even whole new plants. These new plants would be clones because they contain the same DNA as the parent that they came from. Meristems in plants can be used to produce clones of plants quickly and economically, which means cheaply. This is useful because 1. Rare species can be cloned to protect them from extinction, or 2. Crop plants with special features such as disease resistance can be cloned to produce large numbers of identical plants for farmers. People don't usually have an issue with cloning plants. In fact, you can do this easily at home. You could take a cutting off a plant and grow it into its own individual plant. This is a clone of the plant that it came from. There are, however, ethical issues with the use of stem cells in humans, especially embryonic stem cells. For example, embryonic stem cells, that are stem cells from embryos, remember, are considered by some to be human lives, or potentially human lives. Also, some people have religious objection to the use of stem cells. However, other people think that embryos are not yet human and are only balls of cells with no consciousness, no feeling, or in fact, no human characteristic at all. And they also think that research from these stem cells could lead to cures for diseases that cause suffering and death to millions of people. What do you think? Remember, whatever your thoughts, you should be able to give arguments on both sides. That's it for today's episode on stem cells from the Science Break for GCSE Science. If you found this episode useful, please do leave a review or rating. And remember, you can subscribe to the YouTube channel called The Science Break or visit the website thesciencebreak.com if you want access to videos for every single topic for GCSE Science, interactive assessments and exam practice questions. Thanks for listening and see you soon.